see red, blow a fuse, lose it, fly off the handle, go ballistic, on the warpath. You probably recognize these as idioms for being angry. And there are hundreds more than these. Why? Because anger is very, very common. How long can you usually go before you become angry over something? A day? A couple hours? A minute? Some people seem like they're angry about something pretty much all the time. Anger is a strong emotion. By itself, it is not always wrong. Sometimes we can be angry about things that God is angry about. But we must handle it very carefully, because it can be so easily followed by sinful actions. When we are angry, we are especially susceptible to the devil's temptations. Take, for instance, the anger you may feel when someone sins against you. What do we so often do when that emotion rises up? Do we turn in loving forgiveness to the one who hurt us? No. We gather a couple of our closest friends and tell them all about it, right? We talk about how so-and-so hurt us and how mean they are and why we don't like them anymore. And we say things that can ruin their reputation. And before you know it, your anger has ended up in sins against multiple commandments, and you have done worse than the person who hurt you. Sound familiar? I know you've done it. I know you have not always managed your anger properly. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27 says to manage it this way. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. As we approach the end of another school year at Emmanuel, it's prime time for being angry. A lot of us are probably at the end of our rope. We've had a whole school year to become angry with one another, to slowly stew over things, to get tired of your roommates, to get angry over the little things people do over and over again here that annoy you. You've had 9 months to get riled up over decisions that the faculty has made, to get wound up over school rules that you don't think are very fair, to have teachers get under your skin. I have known students who have come to the end of the year and have left Emmanuel very angry. And I don't want that to be any of you. Because anger can make you an easy target for the devil. Don't leave here angry. Don't give Satan an opportunity to take your anger and use it to drive you into sin and bitterness. Don't leave Emmanuel thinking, I'm just so mad at everyone and everything here. Because that is only going to hurt you. The Apostle Paul says, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Don't carry your anger over from one day to the next. Instead, look to Jesus at the end of each day. What did he do while the sun was going down? One time he did this. In the evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed, The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons. Jesus healed. He forgave sins. He cleansed. So when the sun goes down at the end of each day, you go to Jesus too. Go to him for forgiveness. Go to him for grace. Instead of nursing your anger at the end of the day, open your Bible and go to the Savior. See his tremendous love for you and love for others. Love that kept him on the cross until the bitter end, until it was finished. Instead of stoking your anger, talk to Jesus. Ask him for help. Cry to him. He listens and he answers. At the end of the day, lay everything at Jesus' feet and let him take care of whatever you are angry about. Let it not be your concern, but his. You have about 2 weeks left. Are you angry about something? About someone? Has your anger boiled over into sin? Get it under control before you leave. Confess any sins to the Lord and to one another. Be reconciled to others as God was reconciled to you in Christ Jesus. When I think of how easily my anger can turn into sinful behavior, I think sometimes of this hymn verse. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Only the grace of Jesus, the gift of his forgiveness, his love, his refusal to count my sins against me, his ability to take care of my life, only what Christ has done for me can finally keep my anger from turning into sin. Jesus overwhelms me with his mercy, and my anger melts into joy, the joy of his salvation. So don't leave here angry. Leave with Jesus. Amen. Hymn 320, 320, verses 1, 2, 5, and 6. 1, 2, 5, 6 of 320.
Lord Jesus, think on me that